Bank of Cardiff. This is Jeremiah. How can I help you?
Yeah, good morning. I'm Mr. Patel speaking, and we received the letter today for your offerings, like a confirmation reservation codes. If you want my reservation code numbers.
I'm sorry, you got what?
The confirms F's application for the, we received the letter today.
Oh, yes. Go ahead. Hold on, let me pull this up. What is your, there should be a 16-digit code. You see it on there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead, give it to me.
2311.
Mm-hmm.
3901.
Mm-hmm.
0028.
Okay.
8580.
Okay. And may I ask who I'm speaking with?
Mr. Patel speaking.
Mr. Is that P-A-T-E-L?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mr. Patel. Okay. And what's the name of your business?
CGSI LLC. That's like a corporation.
Okay. SSHREEJISAILLC?
Yeah, CGSI LLC.
Okay. Great. And Mr. Patel, what's the name or what's the phone number you're calling from, just in case my phone drops the call?
864.
I'm sorry. Go start over again.
Yeah, 864.
864.
0198.
0198. Okay, great. All right, Mr. Patel, why don't you tell me a little about what you're kind of looking for, and I'll see if I can kind of point you in the right direction here.
Hold on, just give me 1 second because I got 3 customers. So
no worries, take your time.
Okay, thank you.
All right, sure.
20 here, my friend.
Yeah, no problem. How you doing this morning, bud? Yeah. Yeah.
can talk big.
All right.
But today's Friday, we got three everything. Whatever heck I'm up to get.
Your big deal still has a chance.
Yeah.
You need docs out. You need docs in today. And then whatever stips you need today, and hopefully the welcome call can go on Tuesday and be funded Tuesday. So you got a shot. Did you ask somebody on yesterday what's going on? Yeah. That's when you need to pull Dennis aside and say, hey, is there anything I can do to streamline this? Or can we think of a process to... Or when you have a meeting with Will, and you could say, like, you know, I've spoken with some of the other reps, you can use me. Is there any way we can, like, streamline a process of how to... Right. Or have ways to... Hello?
Alright, see you later, my friend. Sorry about that, my friend. Sorry.
That's okay. It's okay, Mr. Patel. Don't worry about it.
No, we work like 24/7 on our store. So you
Well, that's good. That means money never stops coming in.
It's not easy, my friend. You know.
I bet. How long you been in...
Excuse me, sir?
I was going to ask you, how long you been in business over there?
2011 we have it, this one.
Okay, so about 5 years.
Yeah.
Good for you. Okay.
And we got like the last year we start like 6 months ago we start like a liquor license we have.
Uh-huh.
So we put like 20x20 for the liquor section we put it, you know.
Nice. Well, that's a huge money maker right there, right?
So, you know, they're growing up and up, but they're like, you know, the liquor, we like need more inventory and more
mm-hmm.
products because they like, they're moving slowly.
Sure.
And you buy in a deal that's good for you. Like you're making money like that, you know.
Right. So you need to purchase more inventory.
Right. So like we use the money, always like use the money. And he doing great job. So in inventory going more and more and more liquor. So that's my plus point. And the second, we got a C store we have. It like we selling beer, lotteries, and you know. Like look like a 7-Eleven used to go like that we store we have.
Okay. So you have two stores?
Yeah, like this is the section, like we put the one section 20x20 separate because South Carolina State.
Oh.
Yeah.
So the 20x20 section is just liquor?
Just
liquor. Okay. Okay, so how much money are you looking for?
Right now we like $15,000 the inventories for put the liquor more. We have it already inventory for the liquor, but we need like more products and more things around, like, because the liquor you buy like 10 cases, your bill go like $7,000-$8,000, you know.
Okay, so you need around $15,000 to $20,000.
Yeah, around like that.
Okay, how soon?
Around 15.
Okay, around 15. You got it. Okay.
We start like a small one, then go bigger and bigger.
Okay.
Going to get problems.
What would you say your return would be on that? Like, if you can get that 15, what profit would you make off of that?
I know we put like 35% profit.
35%. Okay. And how soon are you looking to get the money by?
Around around, like, as soon as everything, the deal go done, like, you know, next week or something like that.
Right away, okay. Got it. And, Mr. Patel, how would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Around, like, yesterday I checked in a Bank of America, it's like 650 for me like that.
Okay, okay, good. So when you went to Bank of America, did you try to get a loan with them?
No, never. We have, like, a good account there, like a 28-year-old account we have it, you know. 1987. Like personal account we have with Bank of America.
And did you ask them to borrow money?
Before, like, we got credit line, we have it, but almost we clean out, you know. So
do you have a line of credit with Bank of America?
Before we have it. But
before you had it. Okay. How come you don't have it anymore?
They send me the letter like before, like 32 years ago.
Okay.
At time, little bit finance, you know, solution.
Yeah. Yeah, no, no worries. Hey, Mr. Patel, are you a 100% owner over there?
Yes, sir. We got a property.
Okay, good. And do you own or rent the place that you're at?
We got one.
You own it?
Yeah, we pay the mortgage for the, like a previous owner.
Uh-huh.
So we pay the mortgage for them.
Oh, you guys pay the mortgage. Okay, good. Good for you. Hey, what did you guys do in sales last year, Mr. Patel?
Around like $500,000 almost, you know.
$500,000? Okay. And
like a lottery we have it, you know, but this is a lottery separate, you know.
Yeah, yeah, okay. And
something like that we have it around.
So around 500K?
Less than 5, not like over 5.
Okay, so like between 450 to 5?
Yeah, 4 and 5 between.
4 and 5, okay. Do you guys take credit cards there? Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. And do you have any loans out right now, Mr. Patel?
Right now we got one person we have. Yeah.
Who is that with?
It's like a Sweet Capitals.
Sweet. How do you spell that?
I tell you, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
SWIFT.
Oh, Swift Capital. Okay. Got it. And how much did you take out?
Yeah, I would like it. But almost like we done like it. They give us like a 22. And we done like left in a 15. I call the peoples, you know, because they take every day like 163 or something like that. Thank you guys.
Okay, 163 daily. Okay, and you took out 22.
Yeah.
And what did you have to pay back? What was your payback?
Already we pay back 26. He told me, and we paid back already like 11, I think. So, yeah, 11. So, now left is 15, people told me.
But what was your total payment that you owed them? When you borrowed 22?
Yes, sir.
And then what did you have to pay back? Was it 27, 30?
26.
26, okay. Okay. All right. So, Mr. Patel, this is what I'm thinking. Based on your sales, and you know, the remaining balance you have left with Swift, looks like I'll be able to help you out. I could probably get you that 15, no problem. What I'm going to need from you is just a short one-page application, that I can send to you, along with, some, bank statements and your most recent tax return.
Okay.
How soon do you think you can get me that, paperwork?
Bank return I give you, like a bank statement, if no problems. And which return you looking for, like us, like a 1040, something like that you looking
for? Yeah, whatever you use to file your tax returns, you know, the 1120 or 1040. How are you guys structured? Are you a S-Corp? You're an LLC, right?
LLC, yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, whatever, did you guys file last year, or... did you get an extension?
Extension we have. It.
Okay. You can send me 2014.
You want 2014?
Yeah, that's fine.
Like, which section you want?
Section C.
Section C. Sanxi. All right.
Okay. So just that section. I'll send you an email of what I need, and if you could send those in to me today, Mr. Patel, I want to get this filed for you today before the weekend, so that way on Tuesday when we come back, I have an answer for you.
All right.
Okay. What's a good email for me to send this to?
P. Mahesh.
How do you spell that?
P for Peter.
Uh-huh.
Mahesh, M-A-H-E-S-H.
I'm sorry, P, and can you spell that again?
M-A-H, M-A.
M-A.
Yeah. H-E.
H-E.
S-H.
S-H?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
504.
504?
At gmail.com.
At gmail.com. Okay. Let me confirm that with you, and you can tell me. I got P as in Peter, M as in Mary, A as in Apple, H as in Hat, E as in Edward, S as in Sam, H as in Hat, 504@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, Mr. Patel. I'm going to send that over in about, 5 minutes, a list of everything I need as well as the application. Just fill that out. Get it all back to me, or you can email it or fax it, okay? Whatever's easier for you. As soon as I get it, I'll go ahead and shoot it over to underwriting, and we'll have you an answer by Tuesday.
All right.
Does that sound good? Do you have any other questions for me, Mr. Patel?
Fine. If you give me your, a direct number, so as soon as possible, I call you as soon as possible. You know, something problem, I call you back.
Absolutely, absolutely. Are you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's 858.
858. 909.
8867.
8867. All right, no problems. And what's your name, sir?
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah?
Yeah. J-E-R-E-M-I-A-H.
Yes, Jeremiah. Okay. Let's put on South, Asia, something like that. Sounds like that.
I'm sorry?
Jeremiah, just put on Asians, you know.
Yeah.
No problem, Jeremiah. Nice talking to you.
As you as well. You as well, Mr. Patel. I'll send that over in about 5 minutes, okay? If you have any questions, give me a call or send me an email, whatever you would you'd like to do.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. We'll be in touch soon.
And sorry about that little bit inconvenient for I hold for you, okay?
Don't even worry about it. I understand. You know, you got to make your money. Don't worry about it. Don't apologize. I understand.
Thank you, my friend. Okay?
All right. Bye-bye.